WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we hear from Bill Haberther of the Bethel Park Historical Society, who's helping lead the effort to renovate and repurpose an old school building in the suburban community. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story.
On a Thursday night, volunteers from the Bethel Park Historical Society are sawing wood to use for new baseboards at the old Bethel Grade School building. It was originally built in 1905 as a high school, later became a vocational school, and finally became the grade school in 1934. But by the 1970s, according to Bill Haberther, it was basically a storage unit for the school district.
Bethel Park had grown, so they had a lot more elementary schools that were being built, and this building became very redundant and was just a huge white elephant, because we've got 12,000 square feet over three floors.
From 1976 onward, Haberther says the building was rented out to theater groups and artists, first under the district's ownership and later by the Historical Society. But it never got any major fixes and fell slowly into disrepair. So in 2016, the Historical Society decided to renovate the building. They wanted to turn it into a space that the community could use for events while continuing to rent out studios to artists. But there was also a big new twist in the cards.
We want to have a museum in one of the classrooms, a military museum, to honor the local veterans. We want to have a coal miners museum to honor the Coverdale and Mulliner mines, which were a huge part of Bethel Park's growth.
Haberther and his fellow volunteers show up to the building three nights a week to do planning and work on getting the building back to how it looked in the early 1900s.
Pulling down ceilings, tearing down additions done over the course of the years.
But not everything can get done by regular volunteers, so a big part of the effort has included spreading awareness in the community and raising funds. Tim Mowry is president of the Historical Society and says this is where Haberther is in his element.
Going out, telling our story, and really, can you help us out? And that's one thing Bill's not shy on.
Haberther is a Bethel Park native who came back to the area after working in New York for more than 30 years. He's retired now, and this project occupies a lot of his time. His efforts have resulted in local businesses taking on work like paint jobs and window installations, as well as providing equipment and supplies, typically all at reduced prices or even for free. Haberther credits social media for allowing him to expand his reach with donors, especially people who used to live in Bethel Park and are now elsewhere.
I can go in and take a picture of what we're doing on renovation of a room, and it generates a conversation.
The Historical Society has been able to install a new HVAC system on the first floor and has started renovating the rooms on that level, including one finished classroom that serves as the Historical Society's boardroom. People have also donated things like old photos, coal mining equipment, and military gear, which are already in glass display cases. That has Bethel Park residents like Noreen Motory excited. She volunteers with the Historical Society and actually went to the school back in the 50s.
I really love this school. It just gives me such a good feeling to be here and to see what they're doing with it and to be part of it.
According to Haberther, the next big project on the horizon is a fundraising campaign to repave the school's old driveway with new bricks. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.